The MP18 fire in Hoopa Valley has been burning since Friday, and as of this broadcast recording on Tuesday, August 11th, has spread to 2,107 acres with 10% containment. Evacuation warnings are still in place, and the fire has resulted in air quality impacts across our region. We'll start today's update with a briefing on specific firefighting operations from Travis Thane, Operations Section Chief with California Team 1, an interagency team brought in today to take over operations of this complex fire event.
Good morning. My name is Travis Thane, Operations Section Chief with California Team 1, with your operational update for Tuesday, the 11th. California Team 1 assumed command this morning at 7 a.m. Last night and yesterday, a lot of hard work was completed by the crews with our priorities down in Division Yankee and the Mill Creek area. Crews laid hose down from drop point 1 and progressed with handline all the way down to Mill Creek to start building the box to contain this Mill Creek section. We also continued to work helicopters in here all yesterday as we checked up the heat on the southern perimeter of the fire. Coming up here into the Oil Springs Road, crews extinguished hotspots, started laying hose, and built dozer line to continue containing the fire to the east side and then working up onto the north. Up here in Division Foxtrot, here in the Norton, above the Norton Creek area, crews started constructing dozer line out to build a catcher's mitt to start containing the north side while still working simultaneously off the 96 up the Norton Creek area with helicopters and crews and boots on the ground containing this northern section. This is some really steep country as they continue to work around into the 96. We are holding the 96 as the fire progresses and backs down. Just for perspective, it's extremely steep, cliffy, and crews are continuing to work in and extinguish hot spots that did slop over below the 96. We still have it contained to the east of the Trinity River, and we're holding the fire all along the 96. We ask for your diligence as the safety of our crews, as we have rocks coming off with the closure of the 96, and we still have fire down on the Highway 96. Coming around to this west side, crews are making real good progress containing this southwest corner as we bring line around, constructing hand line and dozer line and extinguishing hot spots all around this southern perimeter to tie it back in down into our Mill Creek to protect our values at risk down here on the Hoopa and our homes.
KMUD News wanted to learn more about the interagency team now in charge of the MP18 fire in Hoopa Valley. We spoke with Information Officer Edward Dula of California Team 1. He spoke first on the team and taking control of fire operations in a multi-agency effort.
We took control or command of the fire this morning at 0700. We were here the day before to kind of, we call it shadow the team that was here before us, which was a Type 3 Hoopa Valley group. They did an awesome job. But some of the conditions and the terrain just was sort of out of a little more than they could handle so individually. So the team was ordered, and we all started coming from all parts of the country, mostly California, though.
And then in terms of how these teams are brought together, who is the overall agency, and then what agencies are you working with directly to combat the MP18 fire?
Interagency complex incident management team, which means that we are federal, state, municipal. We're not under one agency necessarily. We're, like it implies, interagency.
Talked about the conditions getting challenging. What about the conditions on the MP18 fire really triggered the decision to bring in the interagency team?
Where the fire started, where the milepost 18 fire started, was in a previous burn scar called the Mill Creek 1 fire from 2018. That fire left a lot of dead standing trees, which really increased the hazard to firefighters. the steepness of the terrain here is so unique and beautiful, but also challenging. And so when firefighter safety is a main priority for us and the Hoopa Valley team that was on this before us, that's sort of the combination of factors that led to a complex team being called in.
Information Officer Edward Dula also further detailed the composition of the interagency team.
So we come with a team of roughly 100 folks that are experts in all the different fields that serve wildfire management, operations folks, logistics folks, safety, medical, aircraft, air ops, you know, public information, which is my role here. And we, that's who is managing the, you know, all the resources that we call in from across the country or here local, anything that's available to us, we'll generally bring them out and put them to work.
Lastly, Information Officer Edward Dula gave a further update on current fire conditions going into this evening, August 11th.
You know, we're really looking forward to an increase in overnight humidity recoveries or an increase to the relative humidity overnight. But the wind, currently the wind is presenting a challenge. The terrain will always be a challenge here. And so as we bring more and more resources in, hopefully we have the capacity to cover any new growth, but it's a windy day out here right now.
KMUD News and the interagency team working on the MPA team fire in Hoopa would like to emphasize the importance of knowing your evacuation zone. Current evacuation warnings for the MPA team fire in Hoopa include zones HIA-E-002-A, HIA-E-003, HIA-E-004, HIA-E-006, and HIA-E-014-C. If you do not know your zone, where you live, we highly recommend checking out the address lookup at protect.genesis.com. Genesis is spelled G-E-N-A-S-Y-S. That's protect.genesis.com to learn more about your zone. KMUD will keep updating you on the MP18 fire, and we greatly appreciate the efforts of firefighters both local and from multiple states, along with the new operations coordination from the interagency team now in charge of the incident. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.